Mai ora e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire. Ko te kahukura points and tōku ingoa, huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahungunu Ngāi Tūhoe te whakatohe a hoki. And this is the Māori Millionaire podcast where I create podcast episodes to help bridge the wealth gap in Aotearoa and beyond. We've actually got a large listenership over in Ahitereiria in Australia and even in some other countries too, which is really cool. So if you're from there, kia ora, mauri ora, and for our whānau in Aotearoa, Mauri ora, kia koutou katsua. Today we're going to be talking about how I went from being broke to being a boss, being my own boss. And basically I went from living paycheck to paycheck, always worrying about money. And now it's something that I don't worry about. It's something that I use as a resource to support me. I respect my money better. So I want to paint a little bit of a picture for you of my life before I started this journey of constant self-development, of leveling up and trying to improve my life. So before I started, I was always refreshing my bank balance, hoping that it would magically just grow. I would be running out of money on Saturday and having to wait until Wednesday to get paid again. I was always worried about my bills, always worried about money. I winged it when it came to money. So even though I didn't have much money, I would spend as if I did. And I had no plan when it came to money. So I had all of my money in one bank account and I would just spend it. And when that money would run out, that means to stop spending. So I had a terrible relationship when it came to money. But now that I have gone through healing my mindset, I have started a business, I have increased my income, now I trust that I always have enough money and that more money is always on its way to me. I always have money available for my needs and I plan so that I can have everything or work towards having everything that I want as well, and doing this guilt-free, because whilst at the beginning I would spend, I did have this like sense of like, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm going to still do this. So that's been a little bit of my journey. Now I don't worry about money. I have a plan when it comes to it. I keep myself accountable. So nobody's telling me what to do. You know, I'm telling myself that I should be doing X, Y, and Z. I feel confident when it comes to money. Like I know that I'm on a pathway of becoming better and better when it comes to money. And the last piece of it, which is kind of weird saying this out loud, but I'm so proud of myself and my own journey when it comes to money, because I know how hard it has been for me. But I'm also really proud of myself in overcoming those obstacles I've had, because I could have just said, you know, this is it and I'm just going to stay like this forever, because a lot of people do. A lot of people never actually get to the stage of taking responsibility for the things or the problems in their life that they themselves are contributing to. But I'm proud that I was able to take responsibility and then take those steps to being able to become better when it came to money. So this episode is how I was able to do this, how I was able to change my life when it came to money, and how I was able to improve my journey. So the first thing I did, which I touched on just before, was that I took responsibility for the situation that I was in. I stopped blaming other people and I realized that I was part of the problem and I was also the only person who could get me out of this. Like, yes, you could, you know, inherit money or, you know, things like that. But at the end of the day, that wasn't going to teach me how I could become better with my money. And so what I did was I fully took responsibility. I knew that I was part of the problem because I was the person who was spending my money every week on things I shouldn't have. I was the person who didn't have a plan. The next thing that I did was I took account of the situation that I was in. A lot of people skip this step, but I think that it's really powerful so that you can look back on it one day, but also so you can just have a reality check, because a lot of people don't know. Maybe they think their situation is worse than it actually is, or some people think that it's a lot better than it actually is. So people are often a little bit delusional when it comes to the situation that they're in. And I guess I knew that my situation wasn't that good, but I didn't really know how bad it was or what was wrong with it. So I did a net worth calculation and I realized that my net worth was basically $0. So I had my student loan and I also had, you know, a KiwiSaver account, and those basically canceled each other out. I didn't have a car. I had no other assets. Like, I didn't really have anything. So my net worth was basically zero. And that was just good to hear. Like, you're literally worth nothing financially. And that's a good place to start at, when you know that you've literally had nothing, to know that whatever you do, even if it's $5, it's better than nothing. So I would really recommend anyone listening to this today to take account of the situation that you're in, because when you can actually like honestly hear those numbers. It may not sound fun, but it's actually really helpful to go off. So yeah, my net worth was $0 when I started. The third step that I took to improve my situation was, instead of being sad or disappointed at the outcome of those numbers, I knew that this was the worst day I'd ever be in, because I was going to take control of my whole entire life and I was going to make changes and I was going to improve the situation that I was in. So I would look at any negative numbers or numbers that you feel like aren't nice and look at it as an opportunity instead of something to be sad or upset about, because being sad, being disappointed, that's not going to help you. Like, it's literally just going to make it worse. So look at it as an opportunity to grow. What can you get out of the situation? I know how hard it is when you're struggling to look at something and go, how is this going to help? Like, how am I going to improve through this journey? Because our, like, we have a negative bias in our brain. Like, our brains are like designed to want to think negatively. Society like trains us to think like this. Like, if you've ever watched the news, you'll know that like the whole entire thing almost is negative. Like, that's just the world that we live in. But if you're in this world of self-development and wanting to like improve your life, it's unhelpful. So I would look at the numbers and go, this is an opportunity to grow. If it's really bad, it's like, I'm never going to be in the same situation again. And just look at that and go, I'm excited. I'm actually excited that this is the worst it's going to be. If I can survive the worst, then, you know, I can do anything. So just look at that and be positive about it, because being negative isn't going to help you. Number four is, I had no income at that point. So I had just moved to university and I had like my student allowance, my student loan, none of that had kicked in. And I didn't know how I was going to pay my rent. So I had no income at that stage and I had a little bit of money, but there was just nothing really there. And so I started off with active income. So just getting a normal job. So I applied for so many jobs and it was so hard to find a job, because all of the places that I applied for, they were like, well, you need a car to be able to drive here. And I was like, I can just catch a bus. They're like, but buses here are unreliable. So it was such a struggle to find a job, but I finally found a job. The first job that I got was tutoring. And then I got another job working at a law firm. And I was also studying and I was doing a lot. I had a lot on my plate, but I knew that I wanted more. And so I was, you know, hard work wasn't something I was scared of. So I was willing to do it and I did it, and it was scary. Well, not scary, sorry. It was tough. It was long hours. I became very burnt out, but that's what I did at the beginning. And the fifth kind of step, which was the hugely pivotal step, was that I realized that working for other people was not a sustainable way for building my income, because all of the hard work that I was doing was just building someone else's business. And so I realized that if I really wanted to create like sustainable success, I needed to open up my own business so that any hard work I put in it, I was the person who was able to gain, you know, the rewards from that. So that's when I opened up my first business. Well, not my first business, sorry. I had opened up businesses at high school before, which had all failed, but this was the first business that like I fully took seriously, fully gave my everything to. And so it was here that I was like, okay, what are the things that I need to do to like be able to become better with money? And the first thing that I needed was an emergency fund. So I saved my first emergency fund, which at the beginning was $1,000. That was what I had learned about, like, you need $1,000 to save. I've since massively grown that. But at the beginning, I would say, like, if you've got no money, $1,000 is a great goal to set. And as you move on in your financial journey, you would probably want to increase that. But at the beginning, $1,000 is a great goal to have. Number seven is that I studied what wealthy people did. And I did this every single day, by the way. Like, I would listen to podcasts, I would read books. I just studied what wealthy people did every single day. And here's the plot twist. I copied them. Like, I literally did exactly what they were doing. So they were working out. I started working out. They didn't get drunk every weekend like I was. So I stopped doing things like that. They had a plan when it came to their money. So I implemented a plan. Like, literally everything that wealthy people were doing, I started doing it too. I stopped hanging out with people who made me feel less. I started actually listening to all of the advice around me. All of these books had helpful wisdom. They were written by like real successful people. And a lot of people say, oh, I don't know any successful people. It's like, put your head in a book, put your head in a podcast. Like, there are so many opportunities out there. Stop looking at the things that you don't have and start looking at the things you do. I didn't know any successful people like or my definition of, you know, what success looked like for me. I didn't know any in my real life. I do now, but at the beginning I didn't. But I put myself in those situations. I read the books, I listened to podcasts, I went to networking events, you know. I didn't make excuses. So the next thing that I started doing was I got insurance for everything that I needed, because this over time saves you a lot of money. Like, a lot of people go, oh, it's so expensive, but literally I have seen it before where people are uninsured and things do not work out for them. Like, insurance is something that I will always spend money on because I know it protects you and it's so important. So insurance is a big one. I got health insurance. I got all of the insurances that I needed. Health insurance is a big one that I see a lot of whānau, like, they're, because the health system is so kaka, you know, they end up suffering because they're not able to access private healthcare. So as we know in business and finances, you are your biggest asset. You are your best asset. And so you need to prioritize your hauora, your tinana. You need to look after yourself. One of those is health insurance. Also the day-to-day things. So I was vaping, stopped vaping. You know, I did all of the things that all of the books were telling me to do. And I trusted them. I like had full faith that they knew what they were talking about because they had literally done it themselves. And I listened to them. So that was something else that I did. Number 9 was that I networked with successful individuals who gave me guidance. They gave me a network. They gave me inspiration I needed to build my business, to grow a bigger income than I was earning in my law job. And that's exactly what I did. So getting into those uncomfortable situations, like, a lot of people get confused, like, when they meet me and I'm like a bit awkward, people get really confused, but it's like, I'm not naturally like, I don't like, you know, like, even with speaking events that I do, I have to like give myself so much positive talk to be able to do that, because that's not my natural being. Like, my natural being is being at home by myself in my quiet, in my peaceful little bubble. And a lot of people seem to think that because I have an image on social media that I am like a, you know, outgoing kind of person. And in real life, that is not me. And if you know me personally, you'll know that. But like, just talk to like my cousins, like, they know I'm not like an outgoing kind of person. I like my own space. I like my own time. And so getting into those networking spaces of being with people who were, you know, more intelligent than me, who were more successful than me, that was hard. And it was really uncomfortable for me because it's not something that I, you know, enjoy doing. Like, I don't gain energy from being with other people. Like, I am someone who gains energy from being by myself. So it was an uncomfortable thing. And so when a lot of people say, oh, like, I can't go to those networking events because I'm awkward or because I'm shy, it's like, I was too. But you're never going to get out of that if you stay in your room. So putting myself in uncomfortable situations, being with other people, networking, showing up, you know, like doing things even though it feels awkward or it's uncomfortable, that is what helped change my life. And number 10 on this list is that I quit my job when my business was making enough money to cover things for me. I went all in on my business and I pushed myself even when the haters got to me in the comments. Like, some of them were cruel, like, so mean. They would message me. I remember I was literally interviewed in the New Zealand Herald one day, and there were people from that article who found my phone number who would literally text me and were horrible. Like, they would message me on social media, all of these things. And it used to really, really get to me. It would really affect me. And I kept going when haters were literally texting me, calling me, emailing me. Like, and I just wanted to give up. I was like, this is like cruel. And I can't see myself in this business when this is what it's like. I kept going in those instances when I wanted to give up. I kept going when my own family would message me and tell me that my posts were too political, that my posts were dumb, or that my business was stupid. When people would mock me, like, at family things, I would keep going. You know, the thing is that if you are willing to give up because of what someone else says, you are willing to give them your power. And if you have a dream, if you have a goal, you have to keep going when people are hating on you, because that's what happens. That's just literally the game. You will not achieve anything without someone not saying something to you. You know, like, you'll be lazy. If you're on the benefit and you're not doing anything or things like that, there will be people who will bully you for that. If you're out there trying, improving, starting a business, there will be people who will bully you for that. If you're working a normal job, you're a hard worker, you're trying your best, people will mock you. Like, there will always be haters, no matter what you're doing. And so you just have to realize that if you want to become successful, if you want to grow, if you want to have a business, all of these things, that is just the cost of it. And once you can understand that, it becomes way easier. So like now I'm just like, every single time I see a hateful message or an email or a DM, I'm just like, cool, I'm getting closer to my goal because this is the cost of it. So that was like the biggest thing. I'm going to go through those again for you all because I don't think you realize how important these like steps are. Number one, I took full responsibility of the situation that I was in. I stopped blaming other people. I realized that I was part of the problem and I was the only person who would get me out of that. Number two, I actually measured my situation, did a net worth calculation, realized I was worth nothing, and it was just really helpful information. Number three, instead of being sad or disappointed that I had a net worth of $0, I kept going and I was like, this is cool, this is the worst it's ever going to get, I'm just going to improve from here. Number four was that I started looking for active income, started tutoring, started a law job. I worked, worked, worked. I worked hard. I did a lot of mahi. Number five was that I realized that working for other people was not a sustainable way to build my own wealth. And so I opened up my own business. Number six was that I started, you know, an emergency fund. I started really getting those financial foundations there. Number seven was that I studied what wealthy people did and I copied them. I stopped partying every weekend. I started reading books. I started hanging out with people who made me feel more, who inspired me. Slowly, I started to see results. Number eight was that I got insurance for all of the things I needed, which has saved me so much money over time. Number nine was that I networked with successful individuals, people who would give me guidance, who would allow me into their network, who would inspire me, people who would really just support me in my dreams and in my aspirations. And number 10 was that I felt the fear of going into business, you know, full time, as literally I was 19 when I first did this. And I knew no one who was 19 and working for themselves. But I decided to quit my job. I quit uni and I went all in on my business. And I just decided that I didn't really care what other people would think of me, even though it hurts sometimes, you know. Especially at the start, I remember being so upset when people would send me mean things. But the thing is like, that is the cost. And so you just got to realize that being able to like have undertake this journey, and it's, you know, been 3 years of me like working on this business and growing it and all of these things, it has not been easy. And I don't want anyone who listens to my content to think that it is, because it's actually really hard, but it's worth it. Like, this, and I want to talk to you guys about something which I've been doing recently, which has actually really changed my life, is realizing that you get to live in seasons. So for the whole like beginning of this business, I was in hustle season. Like, I worked long hours, I worked hard, I, you know, said no to social events, I said no to friends, I, you know, prioritized this business over a lot of things. Like, yes, I was also able to show up for my whānau when they needed it, but like, I said no to a lot of things that sometimes I actually regret, like birthday parties, you know, things like that. I said no to in order to prioritize this business. And so I was fully in hustle era, like working hard on this business and allowing it to grow. And something that I've been in lately is like a season of realizing that you don't have to be in the same season every single month of the year. So for September, it was a very slow month for me. I allowed myself to rest. I allowed myself to recharge and all of those things so that I could come back at this with more energy. And so allowing yourself to live in different seasons will allow you to be able to really change things up for yourself. So if you want to have this, you know, transformation in your life, you have to realize that you're going to go through different seasons. And that's totally Katie Pie. But if you're in the season of investing in yourself and you're in the season of wanting more, then that's going to take being able to show up differently, because if you want different results, you're going to have to act differently. And so for a lot of people, this is going to look like actually investing in themselves, you don't know what you don't know. And until you know it, you're not going to change. And so I created a course. I created a 12-week program, which has all of the information that I wish I knew at the beginning of my journey. Like, straight up, when it comes to money mindset and being able to heal your money mindset, when it comes to being able to have the good money plans and actually managing your income, managing your expenses, all of those things that I literally had no idea about. And then also one of the biggest things is, like, you can try and, you know, manage your money, but if you're not making enough money, it's not going to make a real difference. So starting or opening up a portal, a business that is able to bring in extra putia for you, bring in extra money, that is what's really going to change the game. And so I've created this whole program. It's 12 weeks long. It's all pre-recorded, so you can watch it at any time that you want, any time that works for you. If you have a busy schedule, this course is perfect because you could watch it before you go to mahi in the morning. You could watch it when you get home at night. You could watch it on your lunch break. Like, if you're in the season of literally changing your life, it's going to take sacrifice. It's going to take putting in the mahi. So this program has everything that I wish I knew at the beginning of my journey. But I've got all of the details for that program in the description below, so go and take a look. If you have any questions at all, send me a message on Instagram at MaoriMillionaireWith1_. But yeah, that's us for today's podcast episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And yeah, as I said, if you have any questions or any recommendations or requests, please send me a message on Instagram. I would love to hear from you. Otherwise, yeah, I would also really love it if you enjoyed this episode to share it on your story, share it with a friend, send it to someone who you think would gain value from this episode. But yeah, I really enjoyed chatting to you all today. Hope you guys enjoyed, and I will talk to you guys in our next episode. Ka kite!